views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. Feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. Just before I introduce my guest, I am just going to say that I just wanted to thank everybody for helping me to make my first call to dance seminar such a big success. All the people that showed up for it and my team. My voice is a little tired because we were talking all weekend and seminar went awesome. And so I wanted to put that out to all of you. Thank you very much. And now I'm going to introduce my guest. My guest today, I have two guests today, and I'm very excited for this show because I have been working with Phil Free and his brother, Michael Deliage, and we're working together I have found it so extremely helpful. I'm just going to give you a quick background on both of them, and then I'm going to give them the Phil Free was first began energy work to improve his life. Was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998 and has continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, his friends, clients, strongly that others can benefit too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents. He grew up bilingual, the journeyman certificate Institute in Los Angeles in 2001, and Phil has lived up and down the coast of California before settling in 2009. Phil and I have been working now for almost a day, and introduced his brother to me. Michael Deliage was born in also, and he and his brothers were raised by parents who were born in France. He currently lives in Park City, Utah with his wife. He was always interested in psychology, and while living in San Diego, a friend introduced him to the Enneagram. He did further research into it and saw how insightful it was. It has given him a better understanding of himself and people in general. And thanks to the Enneagram, he has been able to give insight to friends and family about themselves and other people in their lives. Phil and Michael, are you both there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm so happy to finally be presenting this. So I'm just going to give the floor to you, Michael, first, so that you can kind of explain what you're doing. And Phil, if you want to say hi.
Yeah, hello.
All right, I'm just going to give you guys the floor here.
Hello, well, thank you, Colette, for having us on your show. It's great to finally be on your show after the several conversations we've had. And, well, in a nutshell, the Enneagram is an old spiritual understanding based on nine personality types. It comes from Greek, meaning nine, and Gramos is another word, means figure. So it means a nine-pointed figure. And so basically says that there are nine types of person in this world, and that people fall in one of nine personalities. And this in the 70s called Don Richard Rizzo was a Jesuit, actually, interestingly enough. Studied there, and in 74, he was in a seminary in Toronto, Canada, when he first learned about the Enneagram. And it really marked his life, and it fascinated him. So in 1975, he left the order, actually, and decided to go start this full-time. And he added to this ancient system that comes from the Middle East and Greece, and he added levels to his development and directions, integration and disintegration. And each type has a virtue and a vice. And I was introduced to it, as you said, a few years ago by a friend in San Diego, and I've seen it work wonders on with friends they've helped them give deeper understanding of themselves, helped with their relationships with family members or spouses, all sorts of other relationships, and help people reach their greatest potential.
And what I love about it also is when you put a new spin on it with energy work, like Phil, do you want to just speak about your experience working with this?
Sure. Yeah, initially there was a little hesitance even when I first was told about it through my brother, but he told me about it a couple times, and finally, you know, I started like, you know, okay, what's all this about? And, you know, what I discovered is that from our point of view, what we would consider imbalances or weaknesses from an energy point of view, they're very, very easily pointed out, or there's like a roadmap with each personality. Like, okay, since this person, like my brother just mentioned, has virtues and vices, from an energy standpoint, that cuts the work in half a little bit, if you'd like, because we know straight where to go with certain personality types as soon as we detect their personality type. And it just helps us hone in quicker on issues. So I find that really interesting. So I've been combining that, this knowledge, with my energetic knowledge as well.
That is like, because I've worked with the two of you for, you know, with this, you know, as we said, we've met, and I've just been really impressed by it. Like, I find that it really helpful. So I wanted to say if, you know, I would like an example kind of how you could use it or you know, personality type. As, you know, we figured out, Phil, you and I both seem to have the same numbers.
Sure.
And,
yeah, why don't we let my brother explain why or how he came to find out that we are the same number. How about that?
Yeah, because it was funny.
So, you want to talk about that, Michael?
Yeah, so generally, so after talking to, mainly listening to people just talk about themselves, I would ask people particular questions and gauge a little bit about themselves. So I'd ask things like, how do you get energized? Or do you get energized being by yourself, being with people? I would also ask, how do you go about planning your day? Are you structured, or do you do loose details and go with the flow? So based on the few questions, I was then able to see corollaries and kind of general patterns that certain numbers tended to have the same responses to these type of questions, big picture, detailed, whether they're just analytical or put their heart on their sleeve. So, and the more and more I did this, it would help me just, I'd ask questions, and then pretty quickly now, the more and more I do it, their number starts to reveal themselves. So that, and it helps me just really hone in and just kind of tune into that person. And based on that, I would start reading characteristics, both strengths and issues to work on about each type. And I saw that they would often resonate with it.
I love that. The questions were so simple that you asked. We have to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we'll give you everybody an example kind of, you know, how you go about this. And if any. If you're out there and you would like to have an issue resolved, now is a great time. We've got Phil and I all work here for you. At 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. I have two guests today. I have Phil Free and I also have Michael Deliage, and we are talking about the Enneagram. And I'm just going to give the floor to you again, Michael. We're just talking about how useful this is and how the questions that you ask to sort of get a feel for what personality type someone is. So I'm just going to ask you to give us an example, because we were talking about Phil and I. I found it fascinating when you asked me these questions, how accurate you were. I felt like you'd known me my whole life.
Well, again, you, yeah. I mean, so to get into the questions a little bit, I usually ask about four questions, and if it gets, and then if need more, then more. So I asked first, how do people get energized? And I remember I asked you and Phil, and then it was, you both told me that you get energized by alone time to reflect, you get charged that way. The other question I asked too is how you gather information. So, whether it's big picture or detail oriented. So one question, very interesting. ask people is that I ask them to envision a generic cup that they have at home. And what I've seen is that either you'll have people say, look at a cup, they describe the color, and we'll say it's 3 inches and 3/8 long with a handle, fist long and circular, and it's made in the USA or made in China. And it's very like here, now, descriptive and all. And while others are more big picture and tie the experience to it, and such as I see a cup, I see it's red, I see hot chocolate, I see family get together, I see the winter and things of that sort. And I remember that both of you answered that way, and I realized it was big picture, kind of visionary. You kind of use basic information, and then you use your imagination to add a lot of information, and you put a lot more of an experience to the information that you take in.
And I found that so funny because, of course, I described it just like you said, you know, all descriptive felt about the cup, not one word about, like, really too much. And then when you had asked Will Hatch that, and being an electrical engineer, he went right into exactly the other, and I just laughed. It was so, you know, it just shows how people think differently. And so I found that really, you know, really that example speaks so much volume to me because it gave me a different perspective of understanding of, oh, like, you know, that's how that person probably answers most questions. Is that correct?
Yes. A lot of times it's people, there's a miscommunication, or sometimes even when people argue, it's mainly, it's not because one's right or wrong. It's just, it's like a coin, and one's heads, one's tail. So people are just looking at it completely differently. So then, like, the next question I ask is more whether it's kind of whether they, when they make decisions, do they take the personal circumstances behind the situation, do they kind of emotions or values to it, and want to get mixed into it and try on background, or do they, or like, let me stand back, I don't want to know the person's personal background, but I want to do more an objective, clear, more like weigh out the evidence and just make a decision from there, kind of like thinkers, objective, or do we go with the feelers? And then the last question I ask is whether people are go with the flow or with their loose plans, let things unfold, take information as they come, or if they're planners and like to really like have their things planned. At 9:30, I'm going to do this. 12, do this. 3:30, do this. 5 o'clock, do this. And we'll be done today. And I think both you and Phil answered as if to that third question about you'd like to understand someone's personal background and like their situation, what's coming into that. And then you also like basic information. And as it comes, not make too many plans, and as information comes to you, then you just let things unfold and go from there. And it was funny, being both forward, I saw consistent answers with both Phil and you. And that's where I just think it's amazing, because a lot of people tend to think, oh, is it just me, or why do I feel so different? And there's actually other people that feel and think that same way, and it really gives a sense of greater connection to other people in our lives.
I really found that. I found it fascinating. Another thing that I found really interesting that I just wanted to bring up, and I don't know if this is in the right order for you, but I found this like really, really amazing, is that, you know, you were talking about the wings and that my younger daughter was a 2, and I'm a 4, and what that meant, because my mother was also a 2. And it just gave her and I so much clarity. Like, when I explained things to her, it was, you know, oh, that's why grandma did those things. You know?
Yeah. So, you know, the 9, like we were talking about, the 9 personalities each have a name. And it was and they're shaped in a circle. So nine being on top and going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And again, that's how it's formed. That's a circle. No number is better or worse, whether you're higher or lower. And so each type will also have what you said, a wing, which is like, I like the same, like you have chocolate ice cream. You either have dark chocolate or light chocolate. And your wing's always a number next to your main type. So for example, if you're like you and my brother are fours, well, you'll either have a 5 or a 3 wing. And that'll help, basically, I like to say, flavor your personality. So if you're a 4 with a 5 wing, you'll tend to be a little bit more introverted than a 4-3. Then you'll also be more introspective, analytical. You'll have this ability to draw back. It's easier for you to be more neutral things and things of that sort. While a 4-3 might be more their goal setter, extroverted thing. Things of that sort, but then might not be as quite as introspective as a 4-5. So the beauty of that is it helps you appreciate, because we all have virtues, which are our strengths, and then we all have vices, which are basically life lessons. That what I've noticed that people of that type of number tend to have that struggle in their life. And it's interesting to see that commonality. Like you see two different people, like it look completely different, black, white, men, women, but yet this ties them together because they'll both be the same number. And like, oh yes, I totally, this, for example, you're talking about a 2, like empathy comes very naturally to 2s, for example. They're known as the helper, but yet 2s will suffer from kind of pride or lack of introspection, because they always feel they want to help and overextend themselves and all that. And so it's interesting bringing that up to people, and they're like, wow, that's totally me, and I could see that in that other person. And it just kind of gives a nice clarity to someone you might know, not have always understood.
Way of saying it. And Phil, you know, you and I have been kind of playing with this energy work wise. You know, tell us a little bit of what your experience was like to have this understanding.
Yeah, it's very helpful. So what comes up, I mean, there's so many things. I mean, once you understand personality types, not only your own and others, but also how they interact with each other based on the weaknesses that he was referring to, then it's very easy to predict how certain personality types are going to butt heads and things like that, and how they will get along, in other words. And this information is so helpful, because if you're aware of, like, okay, this person, I'm this personality type, this person is this personality type, and you're aware that, okay, this is the area we might butt heads, you can actually address that ahead of time, you know, or bring it up right off the bat, or find out some sort of system, the two of you, that works, you know, that acknowledges each personality type, and then you guys won't butt heads as much. I mean, I'm sure, you know, businesses can use this, and some probably do, and things like that. So yeah, it's very, very helpful. It's very helpful to also see how, and like to the degree of what they're going to fight about, how they're going to react, you know, two types, you know, it's amazing, really.
Yeah. And one thing that, you know, because you and I've been playing with this a little bit, that the numbers are starting to pop into your head really quickly, because you've really been working a lot with it. And I'm also picking that up now. And, what I love about it is that it gives clarity to, you know, if you're going to work with people, when you're working with people, if you clear these things a little bit before, and you are the misunderstandings that would come up, because a lot of times, you know, people with like different numbers find, you know, the things that really bother them about another number are things they generally are not good at, I'm finding, or within themselves, or don't feel that they're good at within themselves. And so we're going to talk a little bit bit more about how you can use this. And when we come back after this short break, you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, from the vector.com, if you're interested in energy correcting cards or paintings, and if you're interested in the upcoming seminars, because I'm actually been asked to have another layer one, and we're going to have my first layer two in September 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And then again the following weekend, we'll have the layer 2, 29, 30th, and October 1st in Kelowna here. I'll tell you all about that later. My crew is a little bit tired today, and we'll be posting pictures and that on about the seminar on Facebook in the upcoming days. Phil, I just wanted to make sure that people had your contact information also.
Sure. They can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, W-H-A-T. H-I-L at hotmail.com.
All right. And Michael, can you please share your contact information?
Yeah, of course. You can contact me at m_DELEAG@yahoo.com.
Awesome. And, you know, I was wondering if now what you could do is just maybe give us a small description of what these nine different personality types are. And I would advise people listening to this to just, like, you know, kind of see, get a feeling for, you know, maybe what your number might be. So go ahead, Michael, and tell us about the numbers.
All right. Sounds great. Let's jump right into it. There are nine types. So I'll just start with the one, is known as the reformer. So typically they're idealistic, they're principled, and they're ethical, conscientious, and they have a strong sense of what's right and wrong. And they're known as the reformer. The two is known as the helper.
Can I just ask one thing? Would you maybe give us, like, someone like that's famous so we could kind of...
Yeah, so like a famous one would be, let's say, someone like Thomas Jefferson was a one. Had a strong sense of... he was very, like, detailed and oriented, and he had a strong, you know, and he was one of the big people that wrote the Declaration of Independence and things of that sort. So that's
cool.
One, for example. And then, so two would be the helper. So the helper is someone that is caring, interpersonal. They're very empathetic, sincere, warm-hearted. And then the famous two, I would say, a famous two would be people like Mother Teresa would be a two. They're usually the caretakers of the world. And people you'll see like nurses, doctors, things of that sort will usually be two. And then the three is known as the achiever. And they're usually adaptable, they're driven, success-oriented, self-assured. They tend to be very charismatic, and they tend to be ambitious and competitive. And a lot of famous either politicians or threes are threes and actors. They're very comfortable in the limelight. So I would, you know, famous people like our previous president, President Barack Obama is a three. And then a four is known as the individualist. They're very romantic in the terms of, like, they like to see what could be in the best potential for in situations. They're introspective types. They're sensitive, reserved, very self-aware, and they're quiet. And interestingly enough, the founder of this, Don Richard Rizzo, was a four himself, actually.
And then, you gotta love those fours, right?
Yeah, you got to. They contribute a lot of beauty to the world, definitely. They're a very creative, artistic type. And then the fives are tend to be very serious. They're known as the investigator, cerebral, very alert, curious, and very insightful. So sometimes they could see things in a different perspective or new theories. For example, Albert Einstein is a very famous five who was able to see the universe in a different way and was able to really, like, tune into, like, a deeper understanding of how the universe worked, especially at the time. So he really shed light, and with his deep observation was able to really, like, give a greater understanding to all this. So then the next type is known as the loyalist. So the loyalists are very committed. That's why they're known as the loyalist. They're security oriented, they're reliable, responsible, and hardworking, and usually like to be of service and belong to groups. That's why you see a lot of sixes in big institutions, or when they're kids, or like in the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, that sort. And famous sixes, I mean, famous six that I'd say comes to mind would be like Robert Kennedy or Malcolm X, or, would be, famous six types. And then the seven is known as the enthusiast. They are usually upbeat, positive people, very jolly, the productive type. They're optimistic and they're spontaneous. And they are, and famous sevens famous sevens would be like Mozart, for example. Mozart was a seven, very burst of energy, very creative, the big picture type. And then there's the challenger that's known to be powerful, a leading type. They're confident, strong, and assertive. Usually you'll see them, they're like in CEO positions, or I mean among their group, they're usually like the leader types. And famous eights would be like Martin Luther King, John Wayne, Donald Trump, Susan Sarandon, people of that type. And the last is the peacekeeper, usually the diplomats of the world. They're easygoing. They're accepting, trusting, and they're usually very stable, calming people. And famous nines would be like Abraham Lincoln, or would be a famous nine. And so that's kind of covers the nine types. And
I love that. That it's so awesome because we all have our, our personality types, and then we also have our blindnesses with our personalities. And somehow it's kind of reassuring to know that other people, and like at least, one out of every nine people maybe is like you. can I just ask you, what number do you, are you, Michael?
So I'm nine, which means, as I say, as a peacekeeper. So in a nutshell, our lesson to learn is that we tend to struggle with sloth or inertia because we tend to be people pleaser and always go along with the flow, but we sometimes forget about ourselves and what we really need and want. So in a nutshell, nines, myself included, always have to remember to reassert myself and really take time to invest in my talents and not just think that I'm a fly in the wall. Because when nines are in a healthy spot, or what Don Richard Rizzo said at integrate, their virtue is engagement. They really contribute in their skills and use those skills to better the world.
I just love this because, Jill, in energy work, we talk about personalities. Do you want to just talk a little bit about personalities, what that means in energy work?
In energy work, it's very vast. I mean, when we talk about personalities, we can look into all kinds of things, from past to present to future to, your parents, all kinds of things. I mean, it's really full spectrum in many ways when we approach it. But when we have the Enneagram to help us too, like I was saying earlier, I feel it narrows down or it gives us something to pinpoint very quickly, knowing that, hey, the nine or the four, goes, you see signs of it. And that's the thing about the Enneagram, how that you can combine the two is that my brother can talk more about these ideas of integration and disintegration, where that will help even from an energetic standpoint too, because if you see somebody's personality type, when they're disintegrating in a sense, that you could they start to take aspects of a different personality type, and when they're integrating, you could see which personalities they tend to integrate into. And so, as an observer and an energy worker, if I see a person who's has this number of personality, and I see them either attracting this or attracting that, I can see if they're, it gives me a clue into whether they're imbalanced or not, So it's another way of looking at whether there's a weakness, if you'd like, energetically or not,
Yeah, it's all very helpful just within yourself, to understand it, to have a better understanding of yourself. Phil, you and I talk about this a lot, unless you actually become aware and understand what's really going on, it becomes, you can get caught up thinking that you have a problem that you don't have. And so I have been using this information, I guess, for about the last 6 months or so, doing a few calls with you and your brother. And I really, I have found it, I've started using it in my energetic shifting. And I find it very, very helpful sometimes just to kind of, so that people can acknowledge the good things about themselves or the strong things about themselves, because a lot of times people are really mean to each other. And, you know, I was thinking about that, the golden rule, you know, be do unto others as you would have do unto you. But some people are so mean to themselves that, you know, I'd rather, you know, treat myself better than that. And this is something that I found, if people have an understanding of this and they understand that that's the direction they tend to go in when they get upset or when they're triggered, then they can pull themselves back into this healthy state. And so when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We also have Rhonda from Canada. We'll take your call right after we take this short break. We'll be right back.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WPLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. We do have a caller on the line, Rhonda from Canada. Rhonda, are you there?
Yep, I am. Can you hear me?
Hi, Rhonda.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Yes, we can.
Okay. So I'm just wondering if it could help me with order in my life or...
Sure. What I'm going to do, I just wanted to say Rhonda is an artist that was calling in. a few times. And Rhonda, do you want to just say what's going on? Because now all of a sudden you're making dragon bags.
I know. It's so awesome. I can't even think. I should look back. It's probably in October, I think, I first called in. And my artwork the best part was that we actually weren't working on the art, but because we worked on the other things in my life, my art just blossomed. And it's just like I got.
Tell them what's going on.
What's going on is that I've had orders that have been going out to Japan. Actually, I have another place that would like me to put my stuff on in Australia. I hadn't told you that yet.
seminar on.
What's that?
And I do love my bag. I really, really love it. It's beautiful.
Oh, good. Yes, I'll get you some pictures. We'll get them.
Give Michael
those pictures
a chance to kind of talk to you and see whether or not he can identify your personality type here.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so Michael, you have the floor here.
Hello, how are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. I am, actually. I was,
yeah,
first when I phoned
that.
It, I was thinking, going, what do I phone in for? I feel so free. But I really, and then I looked around my house. Oh, yeah, you need order, Rhonda.
Hey, good correcting, Phil. So, Ron, I'm going to get Michael. Michael would like to ask you just a couple questions, and we'll see. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we'll have to
do it quick.
We'll get right to it. And again, there's no right or wrong answers. We're not delving in anything too nothing personal. So I'm just going to ask you the first question, which is usually like the clearest. Would you say that you tend to get energized being around people, or do you kind of, you like people, but you kind of get drained, and you find that you really recharge when you're on your own? Which one feels relate to the most?
Yeah, when I'm by myself, I get recharged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Early on the radio show, I was talking about the descriptions of the cup and how one takes information. An example I gave was, yes, would you say you would describe the cup like it's 3/8 tall, the handle is 1/2 inch wide, it's red, it's circular, or would you more attach the experience to it? I see it's red, but I see the hot chocolate, I see winter, I see family get together.
I can see the hot chocolate in the winter. For my coffee.
The experience to it.
Probably coffee.
And then yeah, good coffee, mornings, things of that sort. And I'm just going to read a couple things and see which one you relate to more. I make decisions with my heart, and I want to be compassionate. I look for what is important to others and express concern for others. I have a people or communications orientation. That's one set, and I'll just read you a couple from the other one and see which one you relate more to. I notice inconsistencies. I make decisions with my head, and I believe being fair is most important. And I look for logical explanations, and I don't look at so much the personal history behind things, and I just weigh out evidence and draw conclusions from there.
I come from my heart.
Would you say that you relate more to?
Coming from my heart.
From your heart. Okay. And so we're almost there. The last one I would say is, would you say, like, let's say on your everyday life, or especially I look at this in terms of their free time, because sometimes work will kind of impose, or you'll have to have a certain structure or pace of life due to work, but even on your own time, are you someone that likes to make plans and say, okay, I'm by 9:30, I want to get this done. By 12, I want to get this done. By 3:30, I want to get this done. and by 5 o'clock I'll have this done. And have all four things done by the end of the day? Or is it more like you wake up in the day and say, okay, I got four things that I need to do today. Whatever order I need to get it done doesn't really matter. But, you know, as the day unfolds, things are going to get done by five. Would you say more like go with the flow, let things unfold? Or
go with the flow.
Or the structured plan, if that go with the flow.
No structure, just go with the flow.
So, yeah, so I would all, and I guess that's why I tuned in. I would say that you are the four. So it sounds like you're introverted, intuitive, and you go with your heart, and you let information come to you. So I'm going to read just a couple of statements and see if you kind of connect with this, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just read and see how if you relate to this. Okay, so by most standards, I'm very passionate and dramatic because even though I'm a quiet type, I put my heart on my sleeve. I enjoy people. I generally like working on my own to have space for creativity.
Yes.
I also feel alone and lonely when I'm around when I'm around people that I'm close to. Sometimes I tend to feel misunderstood by people, even though they've known me my whole life.
Yes.
Michael,
we've run out of time.
Okay.
We've got a couple minutes left only.
That's it.
How does that feel? Rhonda, did he nail it?
Yeah. Holy crap.
Because as soon as...
I'm just hot. Thank you.
You nailed it. I know it because I just had my seminar on the weekend. And you got it, Michael. Thank you for calling in, Rhonda. I just give Michael and Phil a chance just to say, you know, a couple sentences before we're out of time here. Michael, do you want to go first?
Sounds great. So, again, thank you for having me on your show. It's been great. The Enneagram's a great insight, as you just heard. Like, I was able to ask a couple questions and really try to hone in on what someone's like. There's some good resources online. One plug I'm going to give is that a good foundational work would be a book written by Donna Richard Rizzo and Russ Hudson called The Wisdom of the Enneagram. It was written by the founder or the person who kind of brought this back to light again. And it's a good groundwork. And then and I go from there. And then there's other websites as well. But I suggest anyone who wants deeper understanding, feel free to email me if they have any questions. And just to take a look at this book. And I think it will give deep insight into your life and other people's lives.
Thank you so much, Michael. Thank you, Phil. Any last words here?
Sure. Since it was kind of abrupt with Rhonda, I'll just give her some direction. Since we know she's a four, you can look up that book that my brother just mentioned and look into the four type. Read about that. It's very helpful. It's very difficult sometimes to read into some of your personality stuff. But if you can read through it, if you can read through it and get past it, then you'll know how to grow. And I'm a four myself, so I know how tough it is. We're very similar, so good luck with that. But read this Enneagram stuff, and it'll be very insightful.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Rhonda, for calling in. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos. cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.